As we drove to church this morning, we began to evaluate why we were coming to church in the first place. And for us to really catch the essence of what we are doing, in essence, that this day may not pass without the urgency of the time being upon us, that please the Lord that we don't give the performance, that we don't do the externals and the real substance that pleases the Lord be missing in our lives. I looked and suddenly it's October. It feels like yesterday that we were saying Happy New Year. And I don't know how many prayers and fasting sessions we can almost mark our calendars in New Covenant Church by prayer and fasting. Those things just show how quickly time flies every year. We just closed another one. I pray the times will not come upon us suddenly. There's nothing we cannot do, but these are days when we ought to be very burdened about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ coming in our community and our country as a whole. Those of you who have ever witnessed times of revival and what it does to families and to people and to lives and the joy that it takes, it's like the story of, was it Ezra, who looked upon the glory of the old temple, and the Bible says the old men wept. They wept for the days. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that by this summer or by the work of your hand, you can bring the times to pass. But I'm saying we should desire the times. We should ask the Lord for more. I'm saying that we should not be at ease in Zion. There's danger. These are grave times. People are dying. And many people are even dying unprepared based on what we read in the Bible, that Jesus wants us to be prepared, how he wants us to be prepared. And the Bible says to exhort one another today before the calendar changes and it becomes tomorrow or yesterday. And he says so that none of us, I think the Bible describes it as fall into the deceitfulness of sin. The way I interpreted it in my heart is so that none of us gets used to coldness. So I woke up praying very early, and I remain burdened. It's not every time, but I know it's of the Spirit. That Christ is coming. Every lifting up of our hands, every opening of scripture must have purpose. Every confession we make must be with purpose. Let us pray. Father, please bless us, Lord. I know faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and it's hearing by your word. Only you can do it. As our hearts, as many hearts as are hungry for your very presence, as Moses was hungry, please feed us, Lord. Cleanse us of our iniquities. Encourage our hearts. Your son, our brother and our Lord, taught us to pray to you and say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done here on earth the way it is done in heaven. This is our passion, Lord. Only you can perform it. We desire this. As your people listen to what you have to say, Lord, please interpret it. This is more than us and beyond us. Father, but in the days of your power, your people are always willing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like us just to say, I think the Bible read, I think Brother Kenny pretty much preached the sermon I wanted to preach this morning after the Bible reading. But let's, Brother Kole, if you could please help me project a song. I like us to just sing this old Christian song together, hymn. And I wanted to set the tone of what we're going to discuss very briefly this morning. And I know I always say this, that I don't want to keep you, and then I go on for 40 minutes or 45. But please, I pray for the grace not to do that today. This song says, a volunteer for Jesus. We've sang it before. I don't know how we're going to do this. I know how to sing. Does anybody else know how to sing this hymn? You know, but you don't have a voice, like you're like me. You can't. I want someone that's better than me. But anyway, if nobody, I'll do it. Please just follow. If at best, I may just read the lyrics. Is that okay? It says, this song, this hymn that says, a call for loyal soldiers comes to one and comes to all of us. And as I'm seeing this, I'm just thinking about Ukraine, Russia, and the commitment of the soldiers to preserve their land. And this song says, a similar call is going out from Jesus to us for soldiers, for loyal soldiers, for people who are ready to make some sacrifice and make some accommodations for Jesus. It says a call for loyal soldiers comes to one and comes to all. Soldiers for the conflict at hand. I don't think we can doubt that there's a conflict at hand. So will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? Jesus is looking for a representative. Brother Paul mentioned something yesterday when we saw him. I forgot the phrase. Do you remember the something and something evangel? No. Intentional gospel or something. Intentional gospel. The Lord is looking for coming starting Monday, people who intentionally stop in the midst of their shopping and say a prayer. The Lord is looking for people who will deliberately stop in the midst of 495 tomorrow and see the mass of humanity and bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is looking for intentional gospel. People who interact with their friends in school tomorrow and deliberately say, the Lord loves you. Have you heard about the gospel? Intentional, volunteers. The Lord has strategically placed us in different places to be volunteers. Artillery, the supply line. Ukraine, Russia, in need of any army is in need of all of it. Some people fly. I think the children have their own song. I may never shoot the artillery, walk something, infantry, but I'm in the Lord's army. A call. The Lord is looking, and you are strategically positioned in ways I am not. I'm strategically positioned. There's no incidents. Every Christian here does not just attend church. We are volunteers. Loyal volunteers he wants us to be. A call for lawyers. It's not the song that matters. Can we scroll? Let's look at the second stanza. It says, the chorus is a volunteer for Jesus. Someone to learn the word. Someone to just give a pause and think about the lyrics of the songs we sang this morning. We have sung it. We sing it repeatedly. I pray by the grace of God that it will mean more than a song, that it will stick, that it will be a declaration. People who go to parties and OMBs and all of it, they sing songs, they enjoy themselves, they rinse and repeat. It's for the thrill. We don't sing songs for that purpose. We sing it before we mean it, because we mean it. They're a confession, they're a profession, they're a ministry. A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier that is true. Others have enlisted. Why not you? I pray that if you don't have anything within the kingdom of God, that you are actively, devotedly, doing loyally as a soldier to the Lord. Please don't let the trumpet sound and meet you that way. It's a waste of your life. Jesus is our captain. Does anybody doubt this? That Jesus is our captain. What does the captain do? The captain is the head of a certain number of troops. The captain tells them what to do. We will never fear in Jesus' name. If you are afraid, we should never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? I pray there will not be, we will not have attendance Christians within the body that we are building here. We need volunteers. We need people to have ownership stake. Jesus wants every person that he gave birth to, he gave birth to that we may have ownership stake. No one greater than the other. There's no more important role or position. There's no man who's been able to lift a finger in the service of God that is because of an innate gift. No. Any work that's done of God is done in the Spirit, and the excellency of the power and the glory belongs to Jesus, is for Jesus, exclusively for him. You don't need to admire any man, any office, any position, any role, because God I think it's in 1 Corinthians when he was talking about the gift, that says it's the Holy Spirit that distributes to every man like the Spirit wants, not what you want. You can have things you desire and he may give you, but he knows perfectly how his church wants. So don't think that you are redundant. Don't think. He says everything we do, we should do as unto the Lord, giving glory to God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no wasted labor. The only thing is the body is suffering because there are too many laymen. Laymen. The kingdom is yours. The kingdom is mine. It belongs to you. It belongs to me. It's the same crown, same glory, same Jesus. It is our Father's company. There should be no bystander and bywatchers. You're so precious to the Lord. Let's not serve Satan with our lives. Jesus calls for soldiers who are filled with power. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and then you. There's no glory in the church. No glory. All men are like grass, and the glory of the man, of man is like the flower of the grass. No glory. There's no Superman in Christianity. There's only one Superman. What's his name? And of his fullness, we have received from grace to grace. Of his fullness, we are all borrowers from Jesus. There's no small Christian, big Christian. Read the New Testament very well. So precious is God's love for you. He said, someone said, oh my goodness, I'd like to do much for you. So Lord, increase my faith. Because of course, we think in terms of quantity, like people. And the Lord gave a parable that we ought to think about. He said, even if it's a tiny speck, it's as little, it is enough to do mighty things, because it is God, not us. It's time that we close our eyes, we start looking inward and look less outwards. Let's not see ourselves as grasshoppers, like those Barabumi talked about the 12 spies. You spoke on the 12 spies. Someone here talked about the 12 spies and two came back. Joshua and Caleb. Yes, it was you. There I was accusing Anike of not knowing the sermon. Even Barabumi does not remember the sermon. Okay. Anyway. They said, we look like grasshoppers. You know, the men were like giants. We look like God. Jesus does not see you as a grasshopper. He said, in their eyes and in our eyes, we look like grasshoppers. Oh, a little, what the Lord can do with a little grasshopper. In fact, the Lord prefers little grasshoppers. Little boys and girls like David, who knew nothing but to play on harp, but what he could do with his catapult, soldiers could not do with swords. Oh, that the Lord, that the spirit of devotion to Jesus may fall upon us. We may know why we do, we may focus on why we do the thing. It is time for us to examine our hearts and say, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Derek, did I get back to you last week? Are you settled? You're settled? Okay. Sorry, I'm getting old, so. Wow, I know mommy, they're looking at me. I say, look at this small boy. So at times I forget some things. I settle it once I see it. Do we understand, brothers and sisters? I don't want to entertain you with a sermon this morning. We're so used to being preached to. We're challenging our vision and our prayer in New Covenant Church is that there'll be a time when someone will say to Brother Bumi, Brother Wale, sit down. The Lord has a word today. Because that's the way God designed his church. He did not design his church that one man will stand and start talking. Look at the New Testament. Filled with the Holy Ghost, they stood up and prophesied. As you interface with the Lord individually, may you have something to share. No, God knows. Oh my goodness. The Bible says that it's even the little and the uncomely part that are more honorable. See, look at Jesus, always mindful of the people in the fringes. I don't want to go off rail. I just want to say, live up to your potentials in Jesus. In the Ecclesiastes that we studied this morning, chapter 12. Where is it? The heavens and the earth will pass away, but there's something about God's word. He calls you for he loves you. Sorry, let's read the last stanza. He calls you for he loves you with a heart that is most kind. He whose heart was broken, a man of what? A man of grief, familiar with grief. You know, we have a picture of Jesus Christ as, you know, always happy. You cannot see so many of your children just not living up to their potentials in grace and be happy. He whose heart was broken by us, by mankind. Now, just now he calls you. Calls in accents clear. He's not speaking Nigerian accent to American children like me. He's speaking to you in your own native tongue. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? This is the call. There was a talk time that the call to you was, will you be born again? Remember that? Now the call to you, New Covenant, is will you be enlisted as a volunteer? Don't be an attendee in the vineyard of your master. Have ownership stake. You're not serving the pastor. We're serving Jesus for a great reward. We have so much potential. And when the war is over, And when the war is over and the victory will be won, there's no doubt. I want you to know that if there's anything guaranteed, is that we will win. When the truth and faithful gather one by one, he will crown with glory all who there appear. Are you going to be enlisted as a volunteer? Year after year. I always pick on my pastor because I can pick on him without being afraid I will offend him. And if he's offended, tough luck. I was there at his, well, he didn't celebrate his 30-something birthday, but I knew him in his 30s. I was there at his 40th, his 50th. He's cruised the 50s almost midway now. Time is going. We have prayed several prayers on this floor in New Covenant. We have prayed over the Capitol. We've prayed over the Senate. We've prayed over our congregation. We want to see the brightness of Jesus settled. We want to see the seriousness of we have prayed, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. This is the passion. Sunday, Friday, in our children have been taught by the children's teacher over and over again, the same vision. We want to see God's kingdom. We want to see all of us live up to our potential in Jesus so that when the Lord comes, Brother Kenny said, we'll hear a voice that says, welcome home, you good and faithful servant. That is, in the last part of Ecclesiastes, verse 13, verse chapter 12, verse 13. Let me first read verse 1 here. The way it started, he said, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult times come. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult times come. Remember now. And then it said, listen, with every sermon, every message, every Bible study, every seminar, every book we've read, every song we sang, everything. So this is the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the summary. Every Sunday service, everything. He said, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep diligently the things that God is telling you, his commandment. For this is man's all. This is our purpose. The purpose of this sermon is that we may fear God and pay attention diligently to what he's telling us. That's the conclusion of the whole matter. The way the Lord Jesus Christ put it to his disciples, I believe is in John chapter 9. He said, walk while there is day, for the night will come when no man will be able to walk. Walk while there is day, for the night comes when no man will be able to walk. The Hebrew writer puts it as, lay aside the weights and the sins that so often beset you in Hebrews 12, and run with patience the race that is set before you. And do not lose that zeal that you once had, because the reward is great, which has great recompense of reward. So run like people who have a prize to win, a kingdom to win. The Bible says we should exhort one another again today, why the day is called today. Because the tendency is we might go through the motion and forget why. We forget why we are Christians. Forget that Jesus is coming. And the whole Bible concludes on that note, by the way. If we open our Bibles to Revelation 20, what is that? 2? Let me go back. It says, I'll go back to verse 14 and I'll end after reading this. Says, verse 12, behold, I'm coming very quickly. Behold, this is Jesus talking. This is not another book by a geo. This is Jesus talking. And anytime the master talks, we ought to pay special attention to it. Because man can be wrong. Can Jesus be wrong? Never. Never. He said, I am coming quickly and I have a reward in my hand. And I'm going to give this reward to everybody according to the work that I've assigned to the person. This transition says according to his work. Because I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. I'm the beginning and I am the end. I am the first and I am the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Those who do his commandments. Sister Shade exhorting us in this morning at the beginning of Workers' Prayer said her meditation is on obedience and the importance of revisiting this whole idea of obedience. So the theme, the Holy Ghost is speaking constantly. Speaking in the song that we heard before service, speaking in the songs during praise and worship, speaking to our hearts. But outside, there will be dogs and sorcerers. There are, says, doesn't say there will be. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, those who are sexually immoral, those who are murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, I have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. Are we understanding this? I'm going to close now. Just give me your attention for 3-4 more minutes. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David. I'm the bright and the morning star. And the spirit and the bride says, come. Let him who has say, come. Let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life very freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to this book, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from this book, from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. May our part not be taken away in Jesus' name. Amen. Then it finishes by saying, he who testified to these things say, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I challenge all of us this week again. Please, let's go into the week and represent Jesus. Let's go into the week and take an ownership of the kingdom. Let's go into the week and constantly remind ourselves that we're volunteers. We're not reserves. We're volunteers. Let's go into the week. Spare a second, a minute. Start by practicing deliberately. The Bible, I said the Bible, I mean Brother Dapo, not the Bible. Brother Dapo said deliberate gospel or thereabout. When you have a guest, remember you owe Jesus a testimony. If you are going for lunch, it might be a gesture according as the Lord gives you boldness. The disciples did not just jump into Samaria. They were empowered. God has no expectation of strength from you. He's going to prod you. It's in little, little things. The Bible says a little here. He's going to perfect his will himself, but we must be willing. As the Holy Spirit tells you, drop a word somewhere. Nobody is saying you should hit the street. Hitting the street and giving tracts does not save a soul. At times it's mere religion. But there are places that God has sent you now that you can testify. Don't let swallow a camel and squint at a gnat and swallow a camel. He's not sending you to India now. But we do have Hyattsville. We do have friends. Maybe you can't speak to your boss, but can you not speak to your stranger, to your colleagues? Maybe you cannot speak to your colleagues yet, but how about giving your children a testimony of Jesus by the day? There's work every day. Be a volunteer. Don't let the days go to waste. May the Lord strengthen us. Amen. Father, we thank you again. Give us the grace to be volunteers, Lord. To mean what we say, O Lord, and to say only the things that we mean. Give us the grace to seek your face for strength, for meaningful things. Hide not your face from us. As you are, that hymn says, Lord, touch me now, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While all others you are calling, do not pass me by. Father, I pray that none of us will be a servant unprofitable to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's the Lord.
At this time, we're going to have communion together.